Talk Radio 640 WGST, The Sully Show.
Who is that?
Don't even. Don't even.
I thought I'd mess with you. See, you're playing this one. I don't see your screen. Sometimes I never know.
Okay, we are going to get Chris on iTunes, and he is going to download some Beatles music this weekend and begin consuming the Great Fab Four. Okay. Well, you need to know more.
I just don't know that particular one.
That is I Feel Fine. It's part of the Great Beatles catalog. We're going to get you turned on. I'm not one of these Beatles, like, overboard psychopaths, but I'm telling you, the Beatles were the deal, okay?
It's pretty close, right?
Like, when you hear, like, a really good popular song and everybody's playing it, like, Pharrell Williams happy, okay? That's, like, an incredible thing. All right? Like, the Beatles had, like, 25 of them. All right? Beatles, Michael Jackson, Madonna, like, those are the hit manufacturers. And they were making music back in the day when you could actually sell it and make money, or at least the record company would make a lot of money. I mean, you'd make some money, too.
Yeah.
But now it's just piracy and everybody gets everything for free. Talk Radio 640 WGSD. Every week at this time, Friday afternoons, about 12:45 or so, we have the privilege of talking to Rick Limpert, who is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor. You can follow him on Twitter. His Twitter handle is Rick Roswell. Rick, how are you doing today, my friend?
Doing well, Sully. Happy Friday to you.
Fantastic to speak with you. You did recognize the Beatles as we were coming back, right?
Yeah, I don't even know your producer anymore.
I'm serious. He says, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh, my goodness.
On picking on me today, aren't you, Rick?
Yes.
No.
I'll play the Adele in there for you. How about that?
Yeah. Next time Adele comes through town, I know Rick's going to be front row down there at the Fox Theater, right?
Yep.
Okay, Rick, always good to speak with you. We talk a little technology every Friday afternoon at this time, and the TSA is making some news this particular week, prohibiting taking discharged old electronic devices onto planes. Tell us a little bit about what the TSA's been up to this week.
Well, I know you've seen this, Sully, but it's only on international flights right now. This worries me a little bit. But right now, on international flights to the U.S., passengers have to prove that their smartphone or tablet will turn on. I guess there's a security threat there. And I hope that this doesn't happen domestically. That would be a lot of problems. I think if you're like me, I carry more than one cell phone, but there's always one that the battery's out.
Well, I remember shortly after September 11th going to some sporting events, and I believe down at the George Dome or Phillips Arena, being asked as I was entering the building, show that your cell phone works, like make it move, turn the power on, see some lights on it, scroll through your address book or whatever. Could that be coming maybe on the horizon to domestic flights here in the U.S.?
I hope not. You're right. I think that did happen at going into major events for a short period of time. I guess they know something, that there's a security threat, that something could be buried in a disguise of a smartphone or used as a detonation device or something like along those lines. So let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Absolutely. And I mean, the X-ray technology at the airports and at these TSA checkpoints, even away from the U.S., is pretty intense. I mean, you can tell that a computer is a computer, and if it's something different than a computer, generally you're pretty much able to see that.
I think so, too. I think you're right on that.
Okay, this is something that is not surprising at all, but I'm kind of surprised that the numbers are this low. Only 40% of homes in the U.S. are cell phone only, so people are beginning to really ditch their, or people have been ditching their landline phones at home, but the rate of that is actually slowing down a little bit, right?
Slowing down a little bit, I think just because, once you get over a certain point of critical mass, it does slow down a little bit. But I'm like you, I'm surprised. I thought it would be probably one in two households would no longer have a landline. But this is only going to keep increasing, and I'm one of the people that we no longer have a landline, and we haven't needed one for years. So this number is only going to increase.
Only 3%, not all homes have phones, about 3%. Of homes have absolutely no landline or cell phone. Where are those people living? Western Pennsylvania?
Well, obviously we don't know where they're living because they don't have a phone. But on the good side of it, at least they're not getting called by those political surveys.
Exactly. No more telemarketing. I think there's going to be a pretty significant shift in this, though, moving forward, because the young generation coming up now, people who are, 18 to 30 years old, they don't have any interest in having a landline. To them, it's cell phone only, and that's it, right?
They don't even know what a landline is most of the time. Yeah. Like most young people don't know what a telephone booth is, a public phone anymore. So my other question with this topic, though, Sully, the people that did the surveys on this were the Centers for Disease Control. Doesn't the CDC have better things to be doing than taking cell phone surveys?
Yeah, they need to be producing really slick HIV awareness spots and putting them on YouTube. That's what the CDC needs to be doing. Have you seen those?
I try not to watch.
But yeah, we're going to have to talk. We'll discuss that later. What's up with Airbus here?
Yeah, here's an interesting one that caught my attention. Airbus has patented an airplane with a windowless cockpit.
A windowless cockpit, so the pilot can't actually see outside of the plane unless it's on a screen?
Yeah, they said, I don't know how this is possible, but it said it improves the pilot's attention span and their vision of the flight by not having windows. Windows, they say, on planes are a engineering nightmare, designing windows and curving windows to fit on planes. So this is into the future, I think, but they have a patent on it, a plane with a windowless cockpit. So imagine showing up at the airport, seeing your plane, and there's no windows on the cockpit. So that could be happening in the future.
Well, I wonder what the deal would be with the cameras, obviously, that would have to be on the outside of the aircraft to broadcast images back into the cockpit to be on these screens. What happens if those things freeze up or if there gets to be ice on them?
Well, they're probably also relying on GPS and satellite and... I think a plane can pretty much fly itself on autopilot. Now, the pilots are just kind of, a lot of times, along for the ride. So maybe this is something that is going to come to fruition.
Man, I guess they have us driving around with cars with no windows on them.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Speaking of cars, Tesla looking for a $30,000 price tag for their Model E.
Yeah, I don't know how familiar you are with Tesla. It's the... electric car startup. Right now, there's two models, but they're $109,000, $170,000. They're saying that they'll have a $30,000 price point on a car come 2017. That does happen. That's huge because I think the people that own electric cars are really happy with their vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the price of gas hovering around $4 a gallon here in the city, electric cars, a lot of people thinking about it for sure.
I think so, and you're seeing more and more of the electric charging stations popping up at office complexes and malls and schools. So I think the people in the know are realizing this, and I think someday, Sully, we'll both be electric car owners.
I hope so. Hope we can get away from paying $3.80 for a gallon of gas. Radar changing the face of bicycling. We know that radar is used a lot for cruise control on vehicles and a lot of other applications. How is it being used for bicycling?
Well, those of people that own a motorcycle know that's a dangerous mode of travel, especially in Atlanta where there's lots of traffic, and even bicyclists as well, but this is for motorcyclists and bicyclists. You will have a little radar implanted on your handlebars, and it will alert you when cars are getting too close or there may be a fast approaching car, so you don't really have a field of vision to the side and behind you on a motorcycle or bike, so this radar is going to a little more in tune of high traffic situations. I think that's a good thing and a good safety measure.
Man, pretty soon, Rick, we won't have to do anything. We'll just get on our bicycles and they'll drive for us, right? They'll just pedal us. We'll be covered in a little dome. Our airplanes won't need windows and everything. The future's going to be great.
You will never have to look at me again, Sully.
Talk Radio 640 WGST. Follow Rick on Twitter. He is at Rick Roswell. You can read his daily technology column, which he writes. That's on examiner.com and also featured work on Yahoo News and Sports. Rick Limpert, have a great weekend, sir.
Thanks, Sully. You have a good weekend as well, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, Rick Limpert with us, Talk Radio 6.